1 Peter 4, it's an amazing verse. There are three things here. Three very important things. Whoever speaks, is anybody here who preaches God's word, even for 5 minutes? Whoever speaks. Number one, speak as the utterances of God. Speak as if God Himself is speaking through you. If you don't want to do that, don't speak. Don't mess up God's work in any church by getting up arrogantly and expressing your own thoughts and saying, I'm sharing God's word. You're not. Speak as the utterances of God. I tell you, there's nothing that brings more fear and trembling into my life than that. That doesn't mean I shut up. That'll be even worse. God doesn't want me to shut up. He said, I've made you my witnesses. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. That includes wherever you are, you're part of the uttermost parts of the earth. And He wants you to be His witness. And He says, that's why I want you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so there's no option to opt out of that, saying, no, I don't want to be a witness. It's too much to be an utterance of God. That's why you need to seek for the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's why I sought. I didn't back out from that and say, no, I'm too shy and I can't do that. I had to devote myself to the study of the Word, number one, to know what God's mind was. And I had to seek for the power of the Holy Spirit. That's all you have to do. And I was a working man. I was not a full-time worker those days. I was working very busy in my work in the naval base on a ship as a naval officer. And I had to, in my spare time, study God's Word because I had to preach many Sundays. And I was only 23 years old. Don't say you're too young to serve God. Seek God and say, Lord, I want to be, even if I speak for 3 minutes in a church meeting, I want to speak as the utterance of God. And you'll be a greater blessing than that other guy who gives his lecture for half an hour with his own ability. Speak as the utterance of God, number one. Second, serve with the strength God supplies, not your own ability, not your own cleverness, not your own intelligence, not your own study. By all means, we can receive the blessing of others. For example, people have asked me, Brother Zach, when we listen to your sermon on YouTube and I receive something from it, can I preach that to others? I said, yes, if you live it first. If you're trying to live by what I have preached, you can preach that. And you don't even have to quote me if you don't like that. But, don't avoid quoting me because you're ashamed of being associated with Zach Moon. That's another thing. But otherwise, you don't have to keep quoting me. But you can preach it provided you live it. If you live it, it becomes your message. And by the way, I didn't get my message originally. I got it from Paul and Peter and John. They were the originators of this message, and I got it from them and from Jesus. So it's not original. And so I'm passing on to you what I heard from all these great men of God. But I live it first. I seek to live it, and then I preach it. Jesus, Acts 1:1 says, Jesus did and then taught. Great principle of the New Covenant, Acts 1:1. Jesus did and taught. He did not teach what He did not do. There's a saying in the world saying, practice what you preach. Jesus did not do that. He preached what He had already practiced, which is different from practice what you preach. He first practiced and then preached. And that's what we got to do. And if you're practicing it, then go right ahead and preach every single message you ever heard from me on the internet. But it must be with the strength God supplies. That means you must seek for the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's a constant thing. God may give you special moments when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, but you need to constantly depend on the Holy Spirit. And the picture God has given me of the life of faith, this is the best picture of the life of faith that God has given me. Life of faith means a life of dependence upon God, where I don't go to the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which is in my head, and try to produce a sermon. I use my head, sure, but it comes from my heart, which is connected to the tree of life. So I picture myself very often in my mind. I shut my eyes and picture myself like a branch in the tree of life. Jesus said, you know, I am the vine and you are the branches. So what does the branch do? The branch by itself can produce not a single fruit. It can't even produce a leaf. It can produce nothing. You know, you cut off any branch and you find a little later it's dead. Nothing grows after that. But the moment it's in the tree and the sap, which is a picture of the Holy Spirit, that liquid flows from the tree into the branch, it automatically produces green leaves and fruit. And if you were to ask the branch, how do you produce such wonderful fruit? It says, I don't do anything. I just remain helplessly in the tree. Without me, you can do nothing. And many people don't realize that. They feel, I can do some things. No, you can do nothing without the Lord. That's why you need the strength of God for every little thing. And nobody exemplified it as much as Jesus. I haven't got there yet. You know, Jesus hardly said anything without hearing from the Father. And that's why Jesus said, the most important thing for a man is not to eat food, but to hear the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone. We need food, but by every word that proceeds, not proceeded 2,000 years ago in the Bible, but proceeds continuously every day from the Father. God is speaking. The very first message in the first chapter of the Bible is this. What is it? On the first day God spoke, on the second day God spoke, on the third day God spoke. What is the message? God is speaking every day. Not everybody is listening to him, because you've got to be tuned to it. For example, you know, right now there are many voices in this room. Music. There's rock music in this room right now. You just got to tune into the right frequency and you'll get it. We're not tuned into that frequency, that's why you don't hear it. It's like that. God is speaking and you won't hear it if you're not tuned into his frequency. He can be shouting. The Lord, John says he heard his voice like a trumpet. Why is it some people say, I can't hear God? How did John hear it like a trumpet? Now somebody says they don't hear God. I'll tell you why. Because your conscience is not clear. When you have a bad conscience, blocks your hearing. You can't hear what God is saying. You don't apologize to the people who you hurt. You don't forgive people who hurt you. Well, you'll be deaf as a doorknob. And you won't hear a thing. God can be yelling and you won't hear him. It's not God that's at fault. You have blocked your ears by not setting things right in your life. You have debts that you don't even try to repay. You have hurt people and you don't ask their forgiveness. People have hurt you and you don't forgive them. How in the world will you hear God? Not only you don't hear God, if you don't forgive others, God says he won't even forgive you. You'll go to hell. I can tell every single person sitting here, you may not hear this in another church, but you'll hear it here. When I sit in the pulpit, I'm not Zach Poonen. I'm a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. Outside of the pulpit, I'm Zach Poonen. Now I want to tell you in the name of the Lord, if you don't forgive others, the Lord will not forgive you. Matthew 6, verse 14 and 15. And if you're not forgiven, even of one sin, you cannot enter heaven. Nobody can enter heaven who is unforgiven. So please make sure every day you forgive. Don't wait till you go to bed. And if you wait till the last minute, at least before you go to bed, forgive everybody. Because if you don't wake up in the morning, you make sure you wake up in the right place by forgiving everybody before you go to bed. But the best thing is to forgive immediately. I have that habit now. As soon as I hear somebody spoke evil about me, Lord, forgiven. I don't even know that person. Sometimes I get a lot of rude emails from the internet criticizing, and I say, Lord, forgiven. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's speaking against. Not against me, but against the Lord. Forgiven, forgiven, forgiven. I want to be like God, who's always forgiving people in heaven. If you could go up to heaven and hear God, From all corners of the earth, people are saying, Lord, forgive me. And he's saying, forgiven, 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 forgiven. Yes, forgiven, forgiven. I say, Lord, make me like you. Always saying, forgiven. Okay, you said something against me, you did something against me, forgiven, forgiven. You spoke against my family, forgiven, brother. Whoever you are. You want to be like God? That's how it is. It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful life. A man who forgives others constantly and asks forgiveness readily is a very happy man. It's very important. So, the strength God gives, don't lose that anointing by an unforgiving spirit. You can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you don't have the anointing of the Spirit, it will not go to people's hearts. When I was a young preacher, 24, 25 years old, one of the words the Lord spoke to me was from the example of Samuel. It spoke to my heart strongly. 1 Samuel and chapter. Now, you may say, Brother Zach, are you preaching to preachers? No. I'm speaking to Christians who should be witnesses for Jesus Christ. Every Christian must be a witness for Jesus Christ according to Acts 1:8. The Holy Spirit has come upon you and you shall be my witnesses. That's why we don't have an ordained clergy in CFC churches. Our ordination comes from heaven. It's not by some empty man putting his empty hands on my empty head. It's Jesus Christ laying his nail-pierced hands on my head that anoints me and on you. That's what you need. And in 1 Samuel, it says here about Samuel when the Lord came and spoke to Samuel. 1 Samuel in chapter 3. He had this attitude saying, here am I, Lord, speak to me. Verse 8, the Lord calls Samuel. Verse 10. He said, Samuel, Samuel, 1 Samuel 3:10. And Samuel said, here am I, Lord, speak, your servant is listening. That is the attitude we must always have. We don't have to be consciously listening, but unconsciously, always listening. You see, our ears are always open. You can be very busy doing something, and suddenly a loud sound there, you hear it. How is that? You were not waiting to hear that sound. You were concentrating on doing some very important work. And suddenly there was a sound, just like there was right now, and you heard it. How is that? You can be listening to something and you can hear another sound. That's the way we should be listening to God. While we're doing something, all the time, listening.